You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a victory for voters, Montana's Supreme Court upheld a lower court decision March 27th, striking down four anti-voter laws which disproportionately impacted younger, disabled, and Native American voters. Montana's Constitution contains a right of suffrage clause which reads, "All elections shall be free and open, and no power, civil or military, shall at any time interfere to prevent the free exercise of the right of suffrage." The court affirmed that the legislature's four bills passed in 2021 infringed on that right, among other deficiencies. HB 176 eliminated the ability to register and vote on Election Day, in place since 2005 and often used by students and first-time Native American voters. HB 530 banned paid ballot collection, making it impossible for paid get-out-the-vote workers to assist Native voters, students, the elderly, and the disabled in submitting their mail-in ballots. HB 506 prohibited sending mail-in ballots to voters who would be 18 by Election Day, and SB 169 ended the use of official student IDs as identification for voting purposes, revoking a law which had been in place for almost 20 years. Election integrity activists began pushing such cookie-cutter suppression laws after robust turnout of younger voters in recent elections. We have links to the decision and the groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.